Verhulgard is a world full of adventure. There are incredible sights out there, and the only way to see them is to set out on an adventure. But adventure isn't for everyone, and some sights are in cities or places that you have been specifically banned from on pain of death. That's why, today on Verhulgard Ventures, our heroes of Stone Tree Broadcasting are going to guide you on an audio tour of the city of Highland.
We are?
Why do we have to do it? Don't you usually do these yourself?
Yes, usually I do the Verhulgard Ventures, but you and Sir Gwyther are actually from Highland, so you already know what to show off better than I would. And, I'm barred from entering Highland. Arrest and execute on sight, I think.
I am shocked. I always thought you were an upstanding citizen.
Whatever did you do?
It doesn't matter. It was a long time ago, and I can virtually guarantee you that what I did wasn't specifically illegal at the time. It probably is now, though.
Well, now I have to know what you did. There must be a story behind it.
No. Now here, I'll cover your expenses while you're in Highland. I just need you to talk about a restaurant, a cultural event, and a place to find adventure. I'm probably already too close, so I will leave it with you. I'll meet up with you again once you're on the ship. See you later.
Well, okay then, where should we go?
Well, the thing about Highland is...
It's basically two cities in the same place. Owain and I did not run in the same gangs, let's say.
Yes, so we should split into two groups. Friend Theobald, why don't you come with me?
Sure.
Wait, that means I've got to bring Gilroy with me.
I'm sure he will be quite fine.
Oh, rest assured, Sir Gwyther. I shall endeavor to keep Aelius out of trouble.
Good man. Ha-ha! We'll meet you at the docks in 2 days.
Sure.
Without a doubt, the best place to eat in Highland is the Grand Duke's Court. Now, you do have to be invited to one of the nightly feasts. But if a member of your group is a member of the nobility as well as a renowned hero, it is not too difficult to get an invitation. Okay, Theobald. It is very important to be on your best behavior at this feast. These feasts are serious business to the elite of Highland.
Sounds like my kind of people.
No. I'm not sure you quite understand. There's a complex etiquette that...
Owain, I'll be fine. Let's go in.
Wait!
Announcing the adventurer Sir Gwyther, noble knight of the House of Owain, and Theobald the Bloodaxe, barbarian hero.
Pardon me, could you pass the gravy? Thank you. My, this roast is to die for. Please give my compliments to the chef.
I must say, Theobald, I am a little surprised. It doesn't seem like a barbarian hero would be comfortable in this kind of situation. Yet, here we are. You're even using the correct silverware.
Owain, I'm from home. We take feasts very seriously there. And I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize my welcome to this kind of food.
Ah, of course.
Right. Gilroy, this is the belly-up bottom feeder. It was my local when I ran in these parts.
Charming.
Now the thing is, in a place like this, you gotta mind your own business, see? Everyone here wants a quiet drink, or...
Good evening, brother. My friends and I were just wondering if you'd care to join us for a little game of cards.
No, he's fine. Thank you.
Now, Aelius, let's not be rude. I'd be delighted to play with these gentlemen.
Excellent. I should warn you. We do play for small stakes. Are you familiar with three-draw chimera?
No. Gilroy, you don't want to-
Nonsense! Don't worry. I used to play this game as an initiate in seminary. Brother Sharp taught us all to play in our free time.
But I really...
You heard the elf lady. Now, come on over here and I'll deal you in.
Oh my. Have I won again? Dearie, dearie me, Stalmvor must be smiling on me today. Would you gentlemen like to play another round?
I am afraid we seem to have lost all of our money.
Gilroy, how did you do that? They were cheating and you still won most of the time.
Ah, I did say Brother Sharp taught us all to play at seminary. That was a nickname, I'm afraid. Short for Brother Card Sharp. He was a reformed gambler and a confidence artist. He taught us all how he used to play.
Well, we need to go now. They aren't going to be happy you got their money.
Ah, no hard feelings. Right, gentlemen?
Right.
In fact, I shall return some of your money by buying everyone around with my winnings.
Yay! All right, very nice. But seriously, while they're distracted, let's go.
Ha ha ha! How fortunate! Conveniently, we're also here during one of the annual tournaments!
What do we have to do?
Well, each tourney features contests of strength, endurance, and skill. Jousting, fencing, archering, the like! Now, jousting is definitely my event. Hand me that lance, squire!
What did you say?
Could you please hand me that lance, please, friend Theobald?
Here you go.
Righto!
I'm not sure about this, Owain. I don't think fencing is the event for me. Are you sure I can't just throw my axe in the archery contest?
Yes, I'm quite sure. It is an archery contest. I'm afraid bows are somewhat of a necessity. You'll be fine. I know you're fast on your feet, and this sword is much lighter than your axe. So it should be easier, right?
If you say so.
Now go on. Get up there. We're about to start.
What? It's over? He barely touched me. I can keep going.
That's not how fencing works, Theobore.
I thought this was a sword contest. In a real fight, you don't stop after giving your opponent the lightest of pokes. Right. I'll show you how a real fight works.
Theobore! No! Stop!
Alias, what are we doing here?
Well, by doing some fast talking, I managed to make sure that you didn't get beaten or killed by the local crime boss whose goons you fleeced. You're welcome, by the way.
Yes, but why does that put us in this darkened alley behind what appears to be a quite nice residence?
Because in recompenses, I had to promise that we'd break into the house and raid the vault and bring back the gold to the boss.
We're committing a crime? Why did you bring me? I cannot be involved in crimes.
Really? Because you didn't have a problem cheating those thugs at cards?
They were cheating as well. It's not wrong to take from persons of felonious intent.
Well, this is okay then. Because the owner of this house is a rival crime boss.
Really?
Hand to Stalmvor.
Oh, that was the truth. Very well then.
I'm really hurt you didn't believe me.
As they say, trust but verify. And you invoked Stalmvor, so I did too.
Fine. Can we go now?
What is your plan?
Well, I didn't have time to make one of my usual elaborate plans, so I thought we'd go do a librarian's paradise with a flying brick and a Highland takeout.
I have no idea what that means.
I thought I'd have you make an area of silence with magic. I'd break a window, run in, get the goods, and leave. Our bagman should be here shortly. Okay, the garden side just went past, so I've got a couple of minutes. Make the silence zone now.
Fine. Good luck.
Oi, you got the good yet?
Stormvor, I ask you to grant this man a heating coma.
All right, I got it. What's this?
I caught the suspicious person sneaking up on me. Probably with ill intent.
Ugh, Gilroy! This was supposed to be our bagman.
Oh! Well, when he wakes up, we can...
You there! What are you doing? Halt in the name of the
Duke! Guards! No time! Run! Now!
Surely, if we explain...
We actually did commit a crime, remember?
Under the circumstances, I think I will also run away.
Hey, you guys are a lot further out than I expected you to be. Did you not spend very long in Highland?
Well,
the thing is...
We're all exiled from Highland now.
You what? What did you do?
Here. This is what is left of the spending money you gave us.
Gilroy, this purse is much heavier than when I gave it to you.
Gilroy conned a bunch of con men, and then helped me burgle a crime boss for a different crime boss. Except we knocked the henchman who was supposed to collect the loot unconscious, so, we can't go back to Highland until someone wipes out the gangs again.
Gilroy?
Well, yes, that is more or less what had happened. If you could just put the extra in the poor box of the temple.
Sure, okay. Theobor and Owain, what happened to you two?
It was bullshit.
Theobor and I entered the tournament. Things got a bit heated at a fencing competition, and, well, a certain level of violence was perpetrated.
My, what telling use of the passive voice.
It was supposed to be a fighting contest. That's what swords are for. Even thin, whippy rapiers.
So you are all banned from Highland now?
No, not all of us. I was just simply instructed to remove Theobor here from the city, and not to bring him back. Ever.
So, now that we're all in the same exile boat, will you tell us what you did?
Fine. When you guys finish your quest, then I will tell you what I did that made the Grand Duke himself put out a death warrant on me. Now, does one of you want to do the wrap-up?
No!
Fine. I'll do it. Highland is an interesting dual city. Whether you're a noble knight in adventure, or a rogue on the wrong side of the law, Highland has something to offer you. It's a place of grand heroes and vicious outlaws, two sides of the same coin. Of course, the heroes of Stone Tree Broadcasting got run out of town before they could cover everything, like a performance from the Highland Society for Historical Battle Reenactment, or the annual Underworld Knife Throwing Competition, where it is best not to be a spectator. We'll see you next time we go on a Verhulgar adventure. You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.